home care. This is Shinda. How can I help you?
Yes, I'm trying to get on Medicaid. I was recently lost my coverage for some reason.
Mm-hmm. So you're trying to reapply for Medicaid? You don't have active Medicaid at the moment?
No.
Okay. What's your name?
Linda Johansson. Last name is spelled J-O-H-A-N-C-E-N.
What's your date of birth?
1-18-64.
1-18-1964. And what's your social security number?
493-809-762.
62. Let me take a look. Okay. Yeah, it looks like it's inactive. There is another number to reach out to activate the Medicaid. Let me ask you a different question. We do the home care services. We send caregivers. Are you interested in having a caregiver help you around the house?
I'm sorry, what?
So we offer the home care services. We send caregivers to help around the house. Are you interested in having a caregiver help you?
No, I don't need that.
No? And it could be a family member.
No.
Do you want to have a family member care for you that could get paid? It's a Medicaid-funded program.
I'm sorry, what?
It's a Medicaid. It wouldn't cost you anything. It's a Medicaid-funded program. You can have a family. Are you interested in the services?
Why not?
No?
I said, why not?
Why not? Do you have a family member that would be that is willing to sign up to be your caregiver?
Yeah, I'll just say no to that answer. No, just forget about that. I don't need home care.
Well, we can help you. If you wanna ask family members, then you could get back to me.
Well, my son right now is pretty much disabled, but I think it's gonna heal. I'm not sure.
Your son is disabled. How old is your son?
He's 20.
He's 20?
He's covered, I think.
Does he maybe need a caregiver?
No, I take care of him.
Oh, maybe you could get paid for taking care of him.
Well, I was going to ask about that. I know people that get paid for that.
Yeah, there is a Medicaid-funded program which you could get paid for helping a family member.
Wow. Yeah, I take care of him. You can't even walk right now. You're not in bad shape.
Let me see if I have the number for you to call for reactivating the Medicaid. Okay, so the number is, you want me to text it to you maybe?
Well, text me what?
The number to activate Medicaid.
Oh, I thought I was giving you my number.
Which number?
You're giving me that number?
See,
you said
I can help you reactivate the Medicaid. I can help you with the home care services.
Okay.
So I could send you the number, but if you need home care, then we can help you. We could send you a caregiver from our agency.
No, I don't need any home care. I just want health insurance. My regular Medicaid that I had before.
Right. So you can have once you have active Medicaid, then you can also have a caregiver help you.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't need one right now.
Maybe in the future you would need?
You never know.
Okay, so I sent you a text with my name and you have my name and number, and then also the number to call for the Medicaid.
Okay.
And if you need home care, then call me back, okay, once it's activated.
Okay, and I call this number for the Medicaid, you said?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm looking for the text you sent. Did it say deluxe home care number to activate Medicaid? Okay, yeah, I got it.
Yeah, so maybe if you need home care, then we can help you.
Okay, right now I just need regular Medicaid. Is this that number two?
You can have active Medicaid, and then once it's active, call me back.
Okay, I will.
To help you.
Okay.
Okay, is it your address is 745 Pelican Lane in Florissant?
Yes, ma'am.
And that's in St. Louis?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, you would qualify for the home care, so let me know once it's active.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, have a great day, Linda.
You too.